Case number 13213, Anthony M. Reed Sr. seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure, section 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of East Stony Run. The 911 address is 37148 East Stony Run in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 372. The applicant is seeking a 9.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch. We have 10 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. My name is Anthony Reed. I live at 37148 East Stony Run, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm here to seek a variance on my front porch. It's located in a subdivision of Kenwick Sound, which is over 300 lots. The lot has a depth of 100 with 80-foot width. There's 36 lots in Kenwick Sound of 100 foot or less, most having the depth of 125 foot from the property line. Approximately 9 foot from the property line is approximately 9 foot from the edge of the road. The front porch is 39.4 from the edge of the road. From the front porch that's built in the development, it does not, from each side of the house, it doesn't hurt their view any of seeing it. It's a beautiful development, and it does not hurt their view any. The porch don't stick out. It's not an eyesore out from any other. There's other porches or additions in there closer to the road than mine. This is new to me, so I'm don't know exactly what I want, you know, what I should say to you about it now.
Saw that you had a contractor build this.
Yes, sir. He is right here.
Their building permit, was it signed with all the regulations on it?
Yes, sir. He purchased the permit.
And then you discovered after the fact that you would need a variance?
He did not know that we were. If I could I bring him up, it'd just be much for him to speak for it on it.
Yeah, you can come up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Robert Furbush II. Address is 35510 Williamsville Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I am the contractor, Cedar Point LLC. I'm the president. I'm the builder who put the front porch on Anthony's home. I got the permits. I signed the setback slip saying, you know, I had to be 30 feet from the property line, but I did not check it. It's my fault. He wasn't even around. He's in Wilmington where he lives. This is his second home. Looking at it, the front porch is almost 39 feet from the edge of the road. Yeah. There are other homes in the development that are as close or closer to the road. Lot 112 is approximately 33 feet from the end of the road, about 36. Lot 261 is probably 36 feet from the end of the road. Lot 113, approximately 37 feet from the edge of the road. And lot 26, approximately 43 feet from the edge of the road. There are many houses in there that are, as close to the road. I know we're not going by close to the road, but I'm just saying it does not make his house stick out when there's other homes in there that are that close and closer.
So would you say it's More than 30 feet from the road, so it looks like it's 20 feet property line. So how far is it from the property line to the road?
It's approximately 18 feet to the edge of the road.
From the property line?
Yes. Very unusual. I would never think it would be.
There's a lot of feet. Lot of space there.
Yeah.
Is that what caused the problem for you, that it looked like? Just from eyeballing it, that it looked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it, and you know, I'm figuring 5 or 6 feet, and you know, OC developments, you know, well, I can't say that now because I just learned that this was 18 feet.
I would like to say I appreciate you coming today. There's a lot of contractors that do work for people that don't.
It's my job to check that setback.
Yeah, I appreciate that because there's a lot of contractors who don't. And they leave their applicants kind of hanging.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and I just haven't been doing many new construction things anymore. The last one was in 2022. And I guess I just got lost.
So, I mean, it probably, to Mr. Kingery's point, probably thought it was from the road and not from the property line 18 feet.
I really didn't think it was from the road. I knew it would probably be in, you know,
five feet maybe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Did the house have an existing deck on it prior to putting the porch on?
Yes, it did.
So you pretty much covered the deck?
Yeah.
And so that's also the concept that you're already thinking it's already been determined because the deck's there, so you just built over top of the deck to put the roof over top of the porch.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sharp? There been any complaints that you're aware of?
No, sir. I actually have a lot of compliments. Not to get off the thing here, but when that yellow sign was placed in my front yard, that's when a lot of neighbors approached me to find out what was going on. And they were surprised that, you know, that I was seeking a variance. They loved it, looked good. Like he said, it fits well with the community.
The home that's there, how long has that home been there?
Now you're testing me.
I was like mid-late 80s.
And then who built, was that a home, was there when you bought the property, Mr.?
Yes, sir.
The porch addition, were you having problems accessing the home? Is there a reason why you had it covered?
No, just sun coming in that way. Let's give us a cover.
Do you use that as an entrance into the home regularly?
I do have a door on the side of the driveway in the back that has a set of steps to go in that way. We use both ways.
Okay. Would this provide you better cover in the event of rain or things of that sort?
Absolutely.
Is it the same approximate size as the deck that previously was there?
Yes, sir.
Any HOA approval needed?
They just wanted the permit that he had to be hung in there. They copied a little. I did have to submit the architectural design to the HOA, which he drew up, that I sent to him.
And they approved it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions from the board? Have a seat in the front, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13213? Favor. Would you like to speak? Or just in favor? Yes, please.
If you'd like to speak, you don't have to.
You don't have to if you don't want to speak.
If you don't want to testify, you don't have to.
I didn't want to. I just
okay. Wanted to be okay. We can just take note of who's in favor. So we've noted that there's two of you.
Two in favor.
But if either of you would wish to testify, you're welcome to do that, too.
I just wanted to be in favor.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. Thank you. We'll note that for the record, then.
Is there anyone additional that is in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13213? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13213 for Mr. Anthony M. Reed, Sr. for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property conditions were pre-existing when the contractor had built the roof over top of the shed, or excuse me, over top of the deck, and because of the 18 feet additional distance between the pavement and the property line was misleading. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, but due to the builder's mistake. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Levinga?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, case number 13213 has been approved.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good evening. Motion to adjourn.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.